excited to catch up with our next guest. He is our Jazz pre, half, and post insider, former BYU coach, and so much more. It is Tim Lacombe. Coach, how you doing?
Dude, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just glad that I have a chance to talk to you on such a huge day for Brigham Young University. What did you think about this Big 12 invite?
Well, first, I can't lie. When you said, you know, what you've all been waiting for, I started to kind of stand up and puff my chest out, you know, fix my hair a little bit. And be like, dang, I'm a bigger deal in this market than I would have given myself credit for. And then shortly after, you said the BYU Utah tickets, and I realized I'm just the cleanup crew, man. I'm just, and that's okay. It's okay, but you got to know who you are. And I started to. Anyway, I digress.
You're far from the cleanup crew, Coach. Far from it. And I could see you slicking back your eyebrows. And,
oh, I totally was. I licked my pinky and manicured the eyebrows. No, but honest, I mean, obviously, unbelievably cool day. I think it's, you know, anybody I've talked to is, you know, it's certainly the buzz, and rightfully so. You know, I think the time has, you know, it's taught everybody that's gone through all of it a ton. And, you know, I would just say, you know, guy like yourself, Hans, you're a part of this thing, right? Like you sweat your own blood, mm-hmm. whatever that saying is from Dodgeball. It made me bleed my own blood. but you put a ton of effort, and, you know, a big reason why BYU is where they are today is because the effort of certainly the people that are there now, and then the people that have gone through the years. And I think of a guy like Glenn Tuckett, right, who was the AD when I was a kid growing up. And, you know, I remember seeing him from a distance and thinking he was like, you know, the king of BYU. And, but just, you know, the effort he put in, and you go down through, I ran into Rondo Felberg the other day out of the golf course, and, you know, think about what Rondo did, but it's certainly a culmination of an awesome athletic department, and certainly one of the best run athletic departments in the country.
Well, I think that there's one area that you really have to look at, and that's what Dave Rose and his staff, including you, did as well. Because I think, Coach, this is a bigger win for BYU basketball than it is for BYU football. BYU football has been doing their thing. They've built their schedule. BYU basketball has been in the WCC. Big thanks to them. But talk about entering into the Big 12 now and taking on a basketball schedule that looks at Baylor and Iowa State and Kansas and Oklahoma State and Kansas State. It goes on and on. How big of a win is that for BYU men's basketball?
Oh gosh, it's such a huge win, because you're talking about, you know, arguably year in and year out. I mean, the Big 12 has been in the conversation for one, you know, the best basketball league in the country, and you know, you've got a program like BYU that's already got the, you know, people that didn't know about BYU. I had a bunch of basketball friends that would come out here, you know, and they'd play us, and they had no idea what they were getting into. And I think, you know, at times BYU's had their moments, and they've certainly been on the national radar for so long. But I think that this even just solidifies that. It's for BYU basketball, it's a game changer. I think, you know, the fight that we had was almost one of you're chasing a perennial conference champion who's also going to be number, you know, top five in the country year in and year out. But, oh, by the way, the rest of the league, even though I don't have a name, you know, that everybody identifies with and recognizes, it's going to be a really tough sled, because all conference play is. It doesn't matter what conference you play in. So it's going to change the scale. You know, BYU doesn't – they really had to operate almost from a standpoint of perfection, you know, to pardon a pun that was well used through the years. But basketball, that's kind of how it's been. You've got to try to beat Gonzaga, and you can't lose to anyone else if you want a chance. And oh, by the way, you got to win your preseason games too. So I think it just changes everything. Everything's way more balanced for BYU. And like I said, I couldn't be happier for everybody involved. And I think that encompasses, you know, anybody that's ever had anything to do with that place.
One thing I'd love to have you help me better analyze and understand. So the West Coast Conference over the years, the 10 years that BYU's in, you know, you might have two bids, sometimes one. I think the most I ever saw was three out of the West Coast Conference. I think I remember a year maybe with three to the NCAA tournament. How much more likely is a bid being a part of the Big 12 given their schedule and what they're going to be looking at?
Oh, just, you know, it changes the game. You can really strategize now on, you're going to have plenty of tough games in conference. You can have marquee crossover games, but, you know, your schedule and the RPI of your schedule is built in every year. I think that was always the hardest thing from a, you know, scheduling standpoint, and I kind of did a lot of that when I was there. But you were dealing with projections a lot of the time. You know, it's impossible to – you can only, you know, go on the information you have. So every year you would try to squeeze the numbers and you'd try to, you know, get a schedule that with the right outcome could get you – you know, positive numbers. All that stuff's kind of out the window now. You're going to play Kansas home and home, right? One of the best basketball schools, you know, in history. And so you're going to get them. But, you know, you look at Oklahoma State, they just had the number one draft pick this year. Certainly TCU's on the rise with Jamie Dixon. And I know, you know, it's a football week and we're talking a ton about basketball, but that's certainly might come from. And I just don't know how you couldn't be more excited about it. You know, the one thing that was tough when the transition was made to independence, everybody had to kind of to get out of the normal pattern. You know, we had our stake in the ground in the Mountain West Conference, and you know we were kind of the team to beat. And that went from that to, you know, trying to feel your way around and figure out how to get to the gym and at LMU. And so there was certainly, you know, there's been some bumps in this road, but I don't know that you. You know, looking from a distance at BYU, could have or should have done it any different. And I certainly think the outcome has always been, you know, this is what they've always wanted, and certainly that's what they got today.
So you had the chance to recruit into the Mountain West Conference as a coach. You had the chance to recruit into the West Coast Conference as a coach. How much does recruiting into the Big 12 change your ability to step into a home, into a top 10 recruit, and bring him to BYU? Does that dramatically impact your ability?
I would think it dramatically does. I think no matter what, you know, in the situation before, particularly new in the WCC, you know, that we were fighting off so many of the bullets of, oh, you're going to play in front of, you know, 350 people. And on some nights they were right. Like, I was even shocked when I walk out at nights at Pacific and go, really, this is what we got tonight, huh? Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was a tough thing to sell. Now, you know, I know BYU's done such a great job through the years recruiting, but now you're kind of rubber stamped. You know, you're bona fide. You're in a room that now you don't have to tell people why you're not in the room. You're in there. And I think that's going to be the biggest difference maker to me.
I was thinking about how it might impact, whether it's Mark Pope or any other head coach that BYU's trying to retain. And as I mentioned to Scotty, the most important thing, it's not the Big 12 label. It's the revenue that you're able to generate. If you can't generate revenue, it doesn't matter what label you've got on. But if you got the Big 12 label and you're generating revenue, you're no longer – and I use stepping stone very, very carefully, because I don't think it was ever that for Dave Rose, and I don't think it was ever that for some BYU coaches that have come through. But, you know – now, BYU as a Big 12 member, it's kind of a destination for anybody that might be coming through the basketball coaching ranks. Am I mistaken in that, Coach?
No, I think you're dead on. I think it does solidify things. I think, you know, knowing Mark as well as I've known him through the years, I mean, he won a national championship as a player and certainly wants to be able to do that again. You know, and I think his vision is that BYU is presently constituted can do that. But I think it does. I think it, you know, you speak of revenue, be interesting to see if that trickles down. I mean, that's been one thing that's been a little rough. You know, but does that pay, you know, where an increase in revenue, does it mean increase in pay? And then what BYU fans can be excited about is, You know, it really increases even the assistance pool. You know, a lot of times people would not necessarily want to venture here because, you know, you might quote unquote get stuck here. But now you're just, you know, you're another stop on the on the Power Five landscape. And so I think it attracts, you know, all sorts of different, you know, all sorts of different reasons from a recruiting standpoint, staffing standpoint, you know, an exposure standpoint. And that's certainly, you know, a huge part of the, of why BYU is around, that exposure to the great things that are going on there.
The other thing I wanted to address was you talked about Pacific and there's LMU and the Toros, and, you know, you go on and on with West Coast Conference and it's just not real visible. How much more visible will BYU basketball be presented on your major networks in better time slots, better matchups? It should be a much more visible and marketable product now, right?
Yeah, so I just actually had a conversation with our boy DJ. He called me this morning as soon as he got off the air. I would imagine talking for as long as he talks, and then, you know, he just calls people and talks some more. It's amazing, that guy. But he called, you know, wanted to talk about how big this is for BYU, you know, and we talked about through all that. But I think the thing that he made, that I told him, you know, when he asked me kind of a similar question is, again, I don't want to discount what BYU has done, but, you know, you're only, it's like that old game where you sit in a circle and you whisper something to the person next to you, and by the time it gets around to the end of the circle, That's totally different. It's all in presentation. It's all in communication. And it's all in perception. And I think the perception is that BYU's always been a team that everybody respects. But they've always had that thing of, they're not a Power Five because nobody's really taken a deeper look and looked into it. Now, like I said, all that stuff is out. And I think what the nation is going to see in those better time slots and the better exposure is that this has been a Power Five situation since Lavelle ran it, right? Like, Lavelle came in here and won a national championship from this place. You know, the year that we had with Jimmer was a magical year, one that, you know, I look back on even now and just marvel. And we were a couple of tough things away from possibly, you know, having an opportunity to play for one. And so I think the hope is that all those things that were barriers before and reasons to exclude BYU are now, you're in the mainstream. And I think now everybody's going to be able to see the greatness that lies, you know, in so many facets of BYU.
Coach, I've just been sitting back and enjoying the conversation that you and Hans have had. So this has been fun to be a part of and to catch up on.
Sorry,
and hear your voice.
Cut him off a few times, Coach.
I know. It really, the two of you are the only ones anybody really wants to listen to right now.
That is not true.
Well, can we talk a little bit about, I want to hear what you guys are talking about with a football game, Matt.
Yeah.
We made predictions.
This is interesting. We actually have not had time to talk about this football game because of the announcement. We've had Brian Johnson, the former Utah quarterback, current Eagles quarterback coach. We've had Johnny Harleen, who caught the recognizable catch for the victory. We've just been packed. We had the presser.
Hans, as you heard, Hans started the segment by saying, you know, what you've all been waiting for. And, man, I got excited about that. Woo! I popped out my chest and like, man, they've had some guests on today and they are waiting for me. But
it wasn't the tickets. No, it was Coach. Just,
I don't know. There was a
Coach and tickets.
There's a $100 Shields card in there too.
I know. I know, it's a really good giveaway. don't feel bad, Coach. It was a huge giveaway. Those are big tickets and a great $100
gift card. But I do, with all those guys that you just mentioned, I do deserve to be at the cleanup crew. That's who I am, guys. Don't ever forget who you are.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all. But, Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and look forward to catching up again here real soon.
All right. Thanks, guys, for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
It's Tim Lacombe, longtime BYU assistant basketball coach, seeing BYU go to the Big 12.